And we are joined now by the man tasked with protecting the country from future terrorist attacks, among other things. As Secretary of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson oversees some 240,000 workers spread across 22 government agencies. In addition to counterterrorism, he's responsible for everything from border security to immigration and customs enforcement to natural disasters. Secretary Johnson, we welcome you back to the NewsHour.
Thank you, Judy. Good to be here.
So we're now 12 and a half years past 9/11. How much safer is the United States today than it was then?
Well, I think we've come a long way since 9/11, which happens to be my birthday. So I remember the day well. I'm a New Yorker. I was in Manhattan on September 11, 2001. We've come a long way in terms of our counterterrorism efforts. I think we've learned how to do a pretty good job at detecting a number of terrorist threats to the homeland, but we have to be vigilant in a number of respects. Al-Qaeda is now a much more decentralized entity with affiliates, and we have to always be vigilant in terms of potential homegrown threats, the so-called lone wolf. And we saw an example of that with the Boston Marathon bombing last year. So we've got to be vigilant on a number of fronts. I still believe that counterterrorism needs to be the cornerstone of the Department of Homeland Security's mission.
So how much of the threats that worry you now are homegrown? What percentage or proportion are homegrown? And what proportion are external?
Well, I'd hesitate to try to quantify it, but I think that the potential for homegrown terrorist attacks is something that we have to be very concerned about, because in many respects it's harder to detect when you have an independent actor who may be living in our midst, in our own communities. And so it's one of the reasons I spend a lot of time working with state and local law enforcement, talking to sheriffs, police chiefs, like I did as recently as 2 days ago. They're the first responders, and so we spend a lot of time in the Department of Homeland Security working with them, training, grants, preparedness grants, and so forth, because we are concerned about the homegrown terrorist-based, homegrown domestic-based threat, in addition to the potential threats from overseas.
But it sounds like you're saying you feel more comfortable about that than would have been the case a few years ago.
I think we've come a long way in terms of our ability to detect potential terrorist attacks in our counterterrorism efforts across the entirety of the U.S. government, but we've got to stay vigilant.
Let me ask you about some of the other issues that you have to work on every day. One is immigration. While you wait for the Congress to decide what it's going to do one way or another about the question of immigration reform, we know the administration is looking at overhauling some aspects of your deportation policy, including undoing a program that really began in the Bush administration that targets undocumented immigrants who have been found guilty of only minor offenses and who have no prior criminal record other than that. Why is this particular policy something that deserves to be, that should be overhauled or done away with?
Well, you're correct that we are evaluating our current enforcement priorities. That's something the president announced that he had asked me to do on March 13th. I've been looking at this since I took office in late December. Part of that, I believe, is taking a fresh look at the Secure Communities Program, which is what you referred to a moment ago. In my judgment, secure communities should be an efficient way to work with state and local law enforcement to reach the removal priorities that we have, those who are convicted of something. The program's become very controversial, and I told a group of sheriffs and chiefs that I met with a couple of days ago that I thought we needed a fresh start. And this is a conversation I've been having with a number of mayors and governors.
So could that happen in the near
term?
I
believe it will, and it should.
Can you give say when?
We're in the midst of evaluating potential revisions to our policies right now. I've been having meetings as recently as today.
I ask you because, of course, groups that are advocating for immigration reform and doing something about deportation have been raising a lot of questions. There's another issue that immigration advocates, immigration reform advocates, have focused on, and that is the so-called deferred action program, that where currently, as you know very well, this is a program that protects children.
Yes.
Who were brought in by parents illegally. These pro-reform groups want to expand that to the parents, to the families of these children. Is this something the administration is looking seriously at?
We're looking at a wide variety of things, and I've talked to a number of individuals, concerned groups, about the potential for expanding the DACA program, revising our removal priorities. And I'd say that we have to be careful not to preempt Congress in certain areas. They are the lawmakers. Whatever we do in the executive branch, we have to do within the confines of existing law. So we have a fair amount of discretion when it comes to how we prioritize our enforcement activities. And 2 years ago, the administration developed the DACA program, which I think is a program that's been very effective. And
this is for the children only.
This is for the children, correct.
But it sounds like you're saying, though, this is less likely to happen than what we were just discussing about.
I'm still in the midst of my review.
All right. Well, let me turn around, because meanwhile, while you're getting this kind of pressure from immigration reform advocates, there are those at the other side of the spectrum who think the administration hasn't done a good enough job with deportation, says you haven't been bringing enough cases to court, and they're critical from the other direction. What do you say to them?
Well, first of all, I've learned from my Department of Defense experience that when we're evaluating important reforms like this, we need to talk to people across the spectrum who have a variety of different opinions, and that's what I'm doing. So I've spoken to those who are in the category you just described, and I've spoken to those who are advocating change. And I hope that whatever we do reflects a balanced, thoughtful approach that encompasses all these points of view you've referred to.
And finally, Secretary Johnson, I want to ask you about a question about border security. Our public media colleagues at NPR have done a series of reports in the last few months looking at border security, whether there's a pattern of unnecessary use of deadly or excessive force. We know there's been an investigation. You've obviously looked at this. Do you believe the Border Patrol has used excessive force in a pattern that needs to be revamped, so that the policy needs to be revamped?
I've been now, in 6 months, I've been to the south border 3 times. And I've spoken to our Border Patrol people on the front lines. I think they do a terrific job every single day. I've spoken to the chief of the Border Patrol, and what he and I decided we should do is make our use of force policies more transparent. And the chief has modified those use of force policies to deal more explicitly with incidents like rock throwing, for example. That change was made about 2 months ago, and I think it was greeted with a pretty positive reaction. So I think we're in a better place.
So that's it for now in terms of revamping policy.
We're always continually evaluating whether we should revamp policy. I think the change we made about 2 months ago has been, I think, positively received.
Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson, we thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Judy.